Bonda's 30-plus years of experience in education began when he was a freshman in college and he got a job at a school so he could pay his tuition. It didn't take long before he was hooked.
It was really something that I was drawn to. You know, it kind of became a passion for me. And I just figured at that point in time that going into education, going into teaching was probably in the cards for me because I just felt drawn to the career, drawn to the children. I realized that immediately that I had the ability to connect with the students and be able to affect change.
Through his career, he taught at all levels and then returned to school himself twice to become a counselor and then an administrator. Along the way, he was a high school vice principal, then a principal, eventually landing the superintendent's job at the Anaheim City School District, an elementary-only district which Bonda calls unique even for California, in part because it's one of the largest of its kind in the state.
It's been a great opportunity for me to really focus on those early years, focus on building that strong educational foundation that translates itself into success in junior high and then to high school. So I think that that varied experience, it will apply itself very well, I think, to Seattle Public Schools.
Bonda tells me at the schools he's visited so far, he's seen eager, focused students and hardworking teachers who actively engage those students.
That's priceless in terms of the commitment, dedication that I see going on in the school sites. There are areas that, obviously, that we're going to need to look at. I know the big thing for Seattle is that they really seek engagement, involvement in the school system, whether it's a civic organization, a business partner, the media. And I think that that's a good thing. So, you know, we're going to really work to make sure that we actively engage all our partners out there, make sure that we engage our parents and our school community first, and then move on.
We'll hear more from the new superintendent, where he'd like to see improvements, what he expects from students, teachers, and administrators, and what he has to say about recent problems in the superintendent's office. Ryan Harris, Como News Radio.